The district has a long history of labor problems, made worse by the city control board's old pay freeze and the inability to replace a teacher's contract, which expired 12 years ago. Perhaps the most visible irritant has been the cosmetic surgery rider, which costs the district millions. The school board majority last night cut $5 million out of the surgery rider and set it aside for eventual pay raises. Board member Carl Palladino says the district can do that.
My argument was that we already have built into the budget a quid pro quo for that $5 million, and that is because the union has been screaming and the teachers have been screaming, and rightfully so, that they want reduced class sizes. So we went ahead and we did that. Okay, we included that, and I think the cost is roughly $12 million to reduce class sizes, by meaning we have to add teachers and add other staff.
BTF President Phil Rumor has argued his lawyers say the district can't do that, and a lawsuit is likely. The union has said it would drop the cosmetic rider, but only as part of a complete new contract. Board member Sharon Belton-Cottman voted for the new budget, but says it was a parliamentary maneuver.
I am going to vote with the majority so that I can bring it back once the new board is in place so that we can reverse this. That's under Robert Rules of Order.
While the budget totals $854 million with a $3.5 million deficit, by the time federal money is added in, the final spending will be very close to $1 billion. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.